America Weekend.
This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. He's a regular contributor here each week. Film critic Marshall Fine, also the critic in residence at the Picture Show in Pelham, New York, and available at Hollywood and Fine, his great website, hollywoodandfine.com. Marshall Fine, good morning.
How you doing, Mike? Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, sir. And now there's a sequel out that you want to talk about that you just seen, and it's got a long title. Tell me it again.
The Second Best Exotic Marigold Hotel, which is a sequel to the 2011 art house hit, The Best Exotic Marigold Hotel, which was like a surprise hit in 2011. It was this charming British comedy starring Judi Dench and Maggie Smith and Bill Nighy and a bunch of other British actors, plus Dev Patel, who was on that show, The Newsroom. And the first one was a very charming film about a young man who has inherited a hotel from his father in Jaipur, India, decides that the way to turn it into a moneymaker is to turn it into a retirement home for British pensioners, offering them better weather than in Great Britain and at cheaper prices. And he happens to attract this diverse group of people who all meet at this hotel, and they're sort of fish out of water together and bond and have adventures and get a new lease on life. So in the second film, pretty much the same thing keeps happening. And to me, this is what, you know, this is the epitome of sequel-itis, which is, let's take a successful film that surprised us with its success and try and copy that success exactly. And you can't do it. You know, getting lightning in a bottle only happens once. And so they've taken the formula, and it's, you know, basically, aren't these charming old people having interesting adventures in India? And they're just not that interesting. They're great actors, but the writing isn't very good. There are two new cast members in this one, Richard Gere and Tamsin Grieg, who's on the Showtime show episodes. It's pretty flimsy, and the writing isn't strong enough. There aren't enough surprises to keep you laughing. So it's very pretty to look at, and certainly it's always fun to watch these old actors. They make the best of it. But it just, you know, it isn't nearly as much fun as the first one.
So in this case, there really was no point to the sequel, and it doesn't stand up to the first one at all.
It does not. I mean, if you want the same experience again, watch the first one a second time, because it's better than watching this one.
And how about Richard Gere? Is he miscast in this?
Well, he's not miscast. He just seems sort of at sea, because the character there really isn't much to this character. It's sort of the young man is convinced that he's a hotel inspector being sent by the people he wants to interest in investing in his new hotel. And so it's this running subplot about him trying to keep Richard Gere's interested in the young man's widowed mother, and the young man can't imagine his mother being involved with anyone. It's, you know, it's really silly, and it's not up to Richard Gere's standards.
Okay, and now you say there's a new documentary that's going to be available online that's worth looking at.
Yeah, it's getting a brief theatrical release, and I believe it's available on demand or in one of those venues. It's called An Honest Liar, and it's a documentary about the amazing Randy. I don't know if you've ever heard of him, Mike.
Sure.
He was a magician, escape artist. He did escape challenges, sort of like Houdini, and had a great career as a magician, but also took on Houdini's mantle as someone who debunked psychics. And chief among them was a fellow in the 70s, a guy named Uri Geller, who was, you know, very popular on television in the United States. He was, like, people thought he was this miracle worker because he could bend spoons with the power of his mind and do a number of other sort of things that seemed to imply having psychokinetic powers of some sort. And Randy basically was in a running battle with this guy, proving over and over again that the guy was a fraud. So it's a fascinating documentary about an amazing career that has a couple of twists that I won't give away about his personal life that are unexpected and actually, you know, are kind of moving. So it's called An Honest Liar, and it's really an entertaining and touching documentary.
All right, so the amazing Randy, yeah, he was the real main debunker of all these different people that claimed supernatural powers.
Yeah, he has an international organization, for skeptics, and, he offered $1 million reward to anyone who could prove contact with the other world, and has yet to have to pay it off.
And we'll be able to watch this online?
Somewhere. I think it's, I'm not sure if it's on iTunes or if it will be in on-demand channels, but I believe it's going to be out there very shortly.
Okay, and again, the name is An Honest Liar?
An Honest Liar.
All right.
It's a really terrific little film.
And now I got to go see it because you've never given me bad advice when it comes to these little-known movies that are out there.
Well, yeah. I mean, and there are so many of them. I mean, you look at the New York Times on any Friday, and there's 20 movies opening. And, you know, how do you ever hope to keep up with them? And if you're a filmmaker, how do you ever hope to get yours noticed?
Well, you get it in front of Marshall Fine and hope he likes it, and then he passes on his recommendation.
I'm only one man, Mike.
It can only do so much.
I can only do so much.
All right. Always good to talk to you, and we'll chat next week.
Great. Thanks a lot, Mike. Bye-bye.
And with film critic Marshall Fine, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn. You're expected to do more with less at work.
People are getting laid off. There's a salary freeze. All classic signs that you may need to explore a change in employers.
But how do you know if you should change jobs or your career? Ask two questions.
Is it a temporary blip or a long-term trend? If temporary, you can ride it out. If long-term, go to the next question.
Is it your industry or your company? Industries mature. Outside forces prevail.
An industry full of opportunities yesterday may offer few today. If that's the case, change careers.
If the industry's fine, but your company is struggling, just change jobs. It will help you reach big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Do celebrity endorsements really influence your behaviors? Absolutely. Here's the social science of it. It's called the chameleon effect, and there's a reason why Tiger Woods now earns more for product endorsements than any other celebrity. He influences your buying behavior, and recently a study reported that Oprah Winfrey influences 30% of the population, 15% of them positively, and 15% of them negatively. What's the cheap psychological trick? Humans will imitate the behaviors of people whom we believe are competent and trustworthy. We unwittingly want to be just like them. So when a nationally known figure speaks, feel free to listen, but you know, you might want to evaluate critically before you follow and take their lead. Got a question? You can contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.